You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all my early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work safely and in a timely manner. Shout out to all my front rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, lots to get into this morning. Lots to catch you up on if you haven't, maybe you were away from the world of sports maybe over the last 24 hours, maybe plus a little bit. Happy Juneteenth, first and foremost, to everybody. Hope you all had a great one. Hopefully you all had the day off. Lucky enough, Mike Conti and the crew were able to give us people the day off yesterday. Shout out to the people that did hold it down yesterday as well, working on Juneteenth. I appreciate y'all and appreciate us having the day off. That's obviously a big day, and it was celebrated as such. So shout out to that. But want to get into later on, about 17 minutes from now, we will get into some, really, we'll get into the conversation of, again, what the Hawks are going to be looking like as now, again, we turn the page on the NBA Finals and we look towards what this offseason is going to be for the Hawks and, you know, how, again, it's how the team should and maybe could be built, and we'll start to look forward there. Also, we'll get into some NFL headlines in about 37 minutes or so, and also we'll touch on, in a couple of minutes, we'll touch on the fact of one big free agent who was rumored to come here at the trade deadline, now seems to be locked up in his place he was traded to. You probably already know who I'm talking about, but we'll get to that in about 16 minutes as well. We'll touch on Atlanta United. They got a nice win over DC United yesterday. Shout out to Atlanta United getting a good W. We'll talk about that as well. But you already know we got to start. We got to start with those Atlanta Braves, y'all. They get a big 7-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers and secure the series sweep. What a W for the Atlanta Braves. And how about, man, this homestand got some good home cooking on this homestand. They go 5-1. And look, it's exactly what we wanted from the Braves. You figure they'd be able to at least sweep one of these teams. You were hoping, obviously, that they could sweep both. But I said coming into this homestand and coming into these two series that you at least need at least minimum requirement. You needed to take 2 of 3 from both of these teams. And not only did they take 2 of 3 from both, they even got the sweep against the Tigers. So they go 5-1 on this 6-game homestand and capped it off with a very nice 7-0 victory over the Tigers yesterday. Reynaldo Lopez looked good again. And how about this offense? Looking like the Braves offense again, thanks to Sean Murphy, Ramon Laureano, and others. So we'll get into that right now. Let's first start with Reynaldo Lopez having yet another fabulous, fabulous start. He goes 5 innings yesterday, gives up 7 hits, no runs though, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts in the bullpen. Yet again, looking good, keeping the shutout going as well. Aaron Bummer goes 2 innings. He only gives up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts for him. Daisbell Hernandez goes an inning, gets 2 strikeouts. And then Grant Holmes, the amazing story that Grant Holmes had. If you haven't heard, Grant Holmes, he's been in the league. He was in the minors for, what, 10 years, something like that? And he finally has made his major league debut. I think it was last week. Can't remember exactly what day it was, but just a great story for him. And now he's up, and he pitched like 3 scoreless innings in his debut, looked good. And then he comes back yesterday, pitches an inning of clean baseball, including a strikeout to finish out the shutout and secure the series sweep over the Tigers. So the pitching staff looking good yet again. The Braves bullpen, by the way, over this series, they threw 10 2/3 scoreless innings over these 3 games with the Tigers. Shouts out to the Braves bullpen doing the dang thing and holding it down. So again, Braves bullpen, they threw 10 2/3 scoreless innings over this series. But now, oh, by the way, before we move on to the offense, one more note on Reynaldo Lopez. He's now 5-2 on the year, and he lowered his MLB leading ERA to a whopping 1.57. And again, I told you he allowed 7 hits, walked 1, struck out 6. And Lopez has given up just 4 runs in 40 2/3 innings over 6 home starts this year. Reynaldo Lopez absolutely money this year, including big money at home. So Reynaldo Lopez getting the job done yet again. But how about the Braves offense? They had been struggling. How about the Braves offense getting the job done yet again? And including Sean Murphy, who hopefully he's starting to get hot now. If you don't remember, he missed a handful of games. I'll give you 49 games after suffering an oblique injury on opening day. His opening at bat, he suffered that oblique injury, ended up missing 49 games, and he hadn't been going great. And Really, that's because, I mean, he had been hurt pretty much the whole season. He had to ramp up again after missing so much time. But it seems like hopefully he's getting hot now. He hits a pair of two-run home runs, and that was huge for this Braves offense. He went 4-for-4, four RBIs yesterday, again, including those pair of two-run home runs. So Sean Murphy getting the job done. And as I told you minutes ago, Ramon Loreno, he had a great day as well, 2-for-4. He hit a home run as well, his second of the season, first with the Braves as far as home runs go. Ozzie Albies stayed hot. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI and scored a run as well. And so this Braves offense looking good, continuing to look good. And this Braves offense, by the way, also they averaged 5.6 runs per game on the homestand. So, again, they went 5-1 on a six-game homestand. They have won six of their past seven games. They've allowed just two runs combined in the series against the Tigers. And, again, their offense, which we all know and are very well aware of, was struggling coming into the Baltimore series. They wake up a little bit at the end of the Baltimore series, which we wanted, and we hope that them winning that game at the end of the Baltimore series kind of woke them up and maybe was a good sign that the Braves offense was waking up. And guess what? Over the homestand, it seemed like they finally did wake up. And I'm not going to gloat or anything. I'm not going to brag. But what was the number I gave as far as how many runs I wanted the Braves to average? 4-5. Really 5. Well, guess what? The Braves answered my call, accepted the challenge, averaged 5.6 runs per game on this homestand. In this six-game homestand, averaged 5.6 runs per game. So very, very good stuff for the Atlanta Braves over this homestand. But I don't want to get too far ahead. The Braves' offense looked good. But to me, I'm going to say this. They did what they were supposed to do. You did what you were supposed to do against a Tigers team that wasn't very good. You swept them. You did what you were supposed to do against a Rays team that's just okay. They're mid. Let's just be honest. They did what they were supposed to do. You took 2 out of 3. Now, you're going up against one of the big boppers. You're going up against one of baseball's best starting tomorrow against the New York Yankees. Now, once you go up against one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball, now let's really see where this team is at. Hopefully, you've gotten to a little bit of a rhythm. Hopefully, this offense is cooking. They've got some things figured out. Matt Olson looks like he's hot. Marcell Ozuna's staying hot. Ozzie Albies looks like he's getting hot. Austin Riley looked like he's gotten hot, figured things out. And maybe even Sean Murphy, you add him to that list. It looks like he's figured things out and gotten hot. It looks like you guys are warmed up now. Looks like all the guys that we wanted to get some things figured out have gotten things figured out. Jarrett Kelnick has looked good as well in that leadoff spot. So now that all of our guys are hot, have looked good, have shown promise over this six-game homestand, maybe even the last seven games if you want to throw in that last game against the Baltimore Orioles that you won. Now that everybody is looking good, shown at least a little bit of consistency over the last seven games, now let's see what's happening. Now let's see what's popping against, again, one of baseball's best in the New York Yankees. And just to give you a quick look ahead to that game while we have a couple of minutes here, game's going to be Friday, going to be in New York, and it's going to be a three-game series against the Yankees. Now, you will have, the good news is, you're going to have Chris Sale on the mound for the first one, and he's going to be going up against Carlos Rodon, who has been really good, just about as good as Chris Sale. Honestly, Chris Sale coming into this, going to be coming into the matchup on Friday, 9-2, 2.98 ERA, 0.94 whip. I just like to say it like that, by the way. I know it's whip, but I like to say whip. In 81 2/3 innings pitch, Rodon, 9-3, 3.28 ERA, 1.11 whip with 85 innings pitch. So he's been just as good for the Yankees this year. And look, it's going to be a challenge for the Braves pitching, And it's going to be a challenge for the Braves offense as well. The Yankees have been doing nothing but winning. They're 51-25 on the year. Yankees are the Yankees are actually 2-3 in their last five. The Braves are 4-1 in their last five. But Yankees, again, you can't take anything for granted. They've been slumping just maybe a little bit over their last five games, but they've been really, really good all season long. And we'll see where this Braves offense really is at. We're going to see what this Braves offense is really talking about. We're going to see if the likes of Jared Kelnick, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, I'm not going to say Marcell Ozuna because he's been showing it all year, but we're going to see if the likes of Jared Kelnick, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Sean Murphy, we're going to see if they really have come around, and we're going to see if they really are ready to be one of the best teams in baseball again and take down one of the other best teams of baseball and the Yankees. So it should be a fun matchup, should be a good matchup. It'll be a good measuring stick test. I hate to use the cliche there, but it really will be, because you think this Braves team that has struggled for a good portion of the year and has been in a slump and now has looked to getting out of it, you know, you beat up on some teams that you were supposed to beat up on, which is good by the Braves. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to beat up on the teams you're supposed to beat up on. But now you're taking on a team that is a World Series contending type team. How are you going to look against them? What are you going to do against them? Is the offense going to look the same? Is the offense still going to be able to put up 5-7 runs? And is the pitching still going to look good? Pitching still going to give up only 1-2 runs, 1-3 runs a game, or 0-3 runs? That's what I really, really am interested to see, how we look coming out of this slump. If we really are out of this slump, how we look going up against one of baseball's best. So good on good here coming up tomorrow, and we'll see just exactly if this team is ready for that challenge and if they've completely, completely gotten out of this slump and are ready to take down the likes of the Yankees and teams of that nature. But I will say this. This is still a great opportunity for the Braves to close out this month strong. Even though you got three against the Yankees, you're feeling good. Again, it's what we talked about just a couple of weeks back. You're feeling good coming out of this six-game homestand. You went 5-1. Use that momentum. Take down the Yankees. Maybe you can get 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Then you can win your series against the Cardinals, who, again, are mid. They're 36-37. You should beat the White Sox for that one makeup game. And then you got 3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who, again, are mid, 36-38. Chance to close out this month strong. Phillies have been scuffling just a little bit. Maybe you can make up some more ground. And then when you go into that series against the Phillies that starts Friday, July 5th, you're going to have a chance to really, really make up some ground and make this NL East tight again. So we'll see. But this is a big next couple of weeks for our Atlanta Braves. But we'll see how they look tomorrow, starting a 3-game series against the Yankees. Should be fun to watch. It's on Apple TV Plus, by the way, for all my streamers out there. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's talk a little Atlanta United, y'all. We'll get into the Hawks as well, but let's talk about the Five Stripes. They get themselves a nice win over DC United. And maybe, just maybe, they were able to find something with old Rob Valentino at the helm now. We'll talk about that next 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there as well, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers out there riding around and getting early this morning. All my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 and transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So we'll get into the Atlanta Hawks here in a couple of minutes as we continue to see what they could possibly do this offseason. And some more rumors have started to surface, but nothing necessarily new, though. Again, we'll get into all that in a couple of minutes here. But do want to touch on real quick a couple of quick local headlines. First and foremost, Atlanta United, they get a good victory over the weekend, had that day off, and I'm thinking it's the weekend. We're close to the weekend, though. Anywho, they get a good win yesterday against DC United out in the nation's capital. They win 1-0 over DC United. And look, you hope Atlanta United can maybe find a spark with Rob Valentino and start to turn things around. And a shout out to the magician, Thiago Almada, scoring one in the 79th minute. Atlanta United now 5-5-8 on the season. That's 5 wins, 5 draws, 8 losses. And I don't know. I know some people do it 5-8-5, like win, loss, draw. But on ESPN, it has it win, draw, loss. So that's the way I'm going to do it. Don't come for me. 5-5-8 on the season now is Atlanta United. And look, maybe they can get something going. You know, they did officially announce Yorgos Yakimakis, his transfer to Cruz Azul. So look, this could honestly just be one of those times where Atlanta United, they need somewhat of a spark. Hopefully Rob Valentino can give them that spark and they can rally around each other, even with Yorgos Yakimakis leaving the club, rally around Thiago Almada. They're going to have some sort of designated player come in during the summer transfer window, so they're going to bring in some good reinforcements, or at least a reinforcement here over the next couple of weeks once the summer transfer window opens up. And maybe they can still make a run because, look, looking at the table right now for the Eastern Conference, Atlanta United can still do something. They can still make something of a run here if they can find a way to string a couple of wins together. And then they'll be – and the good news, too, is maybe they can get a couple of back – maybe they can get a back – win back-to-back matches here, if I can get my words out, because they do have, they are taking on a St. Louis City team next on this on Saturday, excuse me, where they haven't been very good all season long. St. Louis is 3-9-6, so 3 wins, 9 draws, 6 losses. So you should hopefully be able to take them down. You are going to be on the road, but you know that is what it is. But again, hopefully Atlanta United can figure some things out. But looking at the table, they're 9th in the East right now. They're only 3 points behind Nashville for 8th. So, look, they still have time. Still got plenty of time to – they can string a couple of wins together, make a little run here, and get up at least to the playoff line, which, again, I think is 8th. So they're right below the playoff line right now, I think. So Atlanta United still got time to make a run again. If they can rally together, get this win against St. Louis City SC on Saturday. By the way, you can hear right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of Atlanta United. But again, they can get that dub. Who knows? Maybe they get some momentum. You get back-to-back wins. I think that will be for the first time this season. Or yeah, I think they did it earlier in the season. So either way it goes, they need some momentum right now. Now's their chance to get some momentum here. So hopefully Atlanta United can get the job done. But nice win over DC United on yesterday as they take them down 1-0. Again, shout out to the magician, Thiago Almada, for getting that goal in the 79th minute. All right, I do want to touch on one more headline before we talk about the Braves here. Ryan Howard, she does leave yesterday's game with an ankle injury. So she, if you remember, number one overall pick back in 2022. She left yesterday's game against the Minnesota Lynx in with what appeared to be an ankle sprain. She got injured when she stepped on the foot of Minnesota guard Courtney Williams, and she was driving to the basket. Dream did lose, by the way, 68-55, so that adds insult to injury. But Ryan Howard did not return to the game. Atlanta head coach Tanisha Wright said after the game that there was no update on Howard and that she will be further evaluated today. So we will hopefully hear the latest on her. And speak of which, we are seeing the play right now. And yeah, she just stepped on her foot. And, you know, in basketball, if any of my people out there played basketball before, you step on somebody else's foot, there is a good chance that ankle could go the wrong way and get twisted. And it did not look good. I'm watching the highlights now. She got carried off, didn't like she could put really any weight on it. She had two assistant coaches carry her off. So you hope, you really hope that the Atlanta's All-Star is two-time All-Star, by the way. You really hope that she's okay and She's not going to have to miss too much time. Hopefully not any time at all, but you think she's probably at least going to miss a game or two, but hopefully she doesn't have to miss any more time than that. But speaking of which, like I said, two-time All-Star, she's now the second member of the USA 3-on-3 Olympic team to be injured in the past 2 days. And that brings us to some other big WNBA news. Los Angeles Sparks forward Cameron Brink, I'm sure you may have all seen this. She did, in fact, suffer a torn ACL in her left knee on Tuesday. She's going to miss the rest of the WNBA season, and she's going to have to be replaced on that 3-on-3 Olympic team as well. So that is really a tough break for Cameron Brink and the Sparks, a team that was already struggling, a young team that was already struggling, you know, trying to find their way. Cameron Brink was at least a bright spot. She seems to be having a pretty good rookie year thus far. So it really sucks for Cameron Brink and the Sparks that her rookie season is getting cut very, very short. But now going to the Olympic team just really quickly here. TCU's Haley Van Lith and former Tennessee player Sierra Burdick are the remaining players, the only remaining players on the USA 3-on-3 Olympic team. It's going to be – well, actually, they're not the only players remaining. Excuse me, I messed that up. But they're the players from the United States that won the women's gold in 2021. So the NBA, the WNBA players still there. They still got a fine team. Alicia Gray, Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, Stephanie Dolson. And so we'll see how that – but, yeah, the USA Olympic team taking two big knocks, losing Ryan Howard and losing Cameron Brink there. But for the Land of Dreams specifically, we all know Ryan Howard's our star player, and she's the straw that stirs the drink. So losing her, that is very, very tough for the Dream. So, again, hopefully she can make a speedy recovery and we don't have to have her gone for too long, but that is very unfortunate for the Atlanta Dream, especially the spot. And they really can't afford to lose her at this point either. And they're now 6-7 after their loss on Wednesday to the Lynx, so they weren't in a spot where they could really lose her either. They were actually in a spot where they needed to string a couple of games together. But we'll keep you update on Ryan Howard's injury status, but she did go down and did not return last night in that game against the Lynx. But moving on quickly to the Atlanta Hawks, talking about them a little bit. Pascal Siakam is expected to sign a max deal and return to the Indiana Pacers. And we all, as Hawks fans, were hoping that maybe Pascal Siakam could get traded here once we knew that the Toronto Raptors were kind of doing a fire sale after trading Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and others. But the rumors were that Pascal Siakam wasn't going to resign here if he played here. And the rumors at first, once he got traded to Indiana, was he wasn't going to re-sign with Indiana. But apparently, Pascal Siakam was treated very nicely along with his camp, his agency, and he really liked it in Indiana, kind of fell in love with Indiana after he got there. And so looks like he's going to re-sign a max deal, according to Woj, and that was the latest from him the other day, that he's going to sign a max deal there. So, look. The Hawks are going to have, this is a pretty good free agency pool. And look, Falcons, I keep saying the Falcons? Falcons are on the brain. The Hawks, are going to have to try to work it a little bit to where they're going to have to really make some trades because their money's a good bit tied up in, you know, Trae Young, DeAndre Hunter, DeJounte Murray, Clint Capella. So they're going to have to try and move some of those guys in. Clint Capella, as far as I've seen, and maybe you've seen the rumors as well, Clint Capella drawing a lot of interest from other teams. And we all know that Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, if one of those guys are going to get moved, then they should draw pretty good interest as well. So, look, it's going to be very interesting to see what the Hawks can pull off. For the guys that they're talking about trading, there should be plenty of interest, and they should be able to get a good number of players, maybe even draft picks, depending on what they want back. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Hawks end up doing to rebuild this team. But I do expect a pretty good turnover when it comes to this roster. I don't expect to see Clint Capela back. Don't expect to see either Trae Young or DeJounte Murray back. If I had to lean one way, probably DeJounte Murray. But you can make an argument for both. We've made an argument for both before. And we'll see what ends up happening. But as we're continuing to wait, the draft was a week from yesterday. So this upcoming Wednesday, it'll be night one of the NBA draft. If you remember, the draft is going to be broken up for the first time into two nights, Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll have all your coverage right here live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll see what they do and with the first overall pick, and then we'll be full steam ahead into free agency. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take 5 minutes from now, we'll get you caught up on some NFL headlines. We have one big piece of NFL news that to do with your Atlanta Falcons and a couple of guys who deserve to be in the highest honor of the Atlanta Falcons are now in that highest honor of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in IKEA Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the IKEA Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers working on making sure they get all the man, I just completely had a brain fart. Excuse me. Let's start over. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all the early bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. And of course, all my early morning, late night 728 local transportation drivers in the film industry as well. And my people listening in the bed. All right. Do want to touch on some quick NFL headlines here. None more important than Matt Ryan and Arthur Blank being named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. I was a little surprised to see like Arthur Blank named to it, but you know, there's no reason the owner shouldn't be named to it, especially with what Arthur Blank has been able to do since he took over the team in what, 2002? So congratulations to Arthur Blank. Congratulations to Matt Ryan, best Atlanta Falcon in franchise history, the greatest Atlanta Falcon in franchise history. And it was really cool. I didn't watch the video yet of Arthur Blank finding out he was named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. I saw like a glimpse of it, and I saw that Roddy White was there, and I think what was Arthur Blank's office to greet him and probably end up letting him know. But again, I didn't finish watching that video. I did watch the full like 7 minute, almost 7.5 minute, almost 8 minute video of Matt Ryan coming to talk to the team, and he thought he was just coming to talk to the team. But then at the end, Raheem Morris and everybody surprises him with letting him know that he has just been named and put in the Falcons Ring of Honor. So that was really cool to see as well, that video. If you haven't had a chance, go check it out on the Atlanta Falcons X page. It's probably on their all their social media pages by now. But again, as I told you, Arthur Blank and former Falcons quarterback, greatest Falcon of all time, Matt Ryan, will be enshrined in the Falcons Ring of Honor during the 2024 season. The Falcons announced that Tuesday. So they will become the 13th and 14th members of the club's Ring of Honor. Arthur Blank is going to be honored on September 22nd during Atlanta's Week 3 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to be featured on NBC's Sunday Night Football, so that'll be cool to see. We'll get to see highlights of that on the television. And then Matt Ryan is going to be celebrated on October 3rd during the Falcons Week 5 Thursday Night Football game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's going to be on Amazon Prime Video as well, I'm sure, as you all know by now. So going to see highlights of both guys being enshrined to the Falcons Ring of Honor. So that is really cool stuff for both Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan. And look, no other two guys probably have been more important. And, you know, of course, Michael Vick and, of course, Roddy White. You know, guys like Tony Gonzalez, like, of course, those guys, Steve Bartkowski. I mean, all those guys, definitely important to the Falcons. Like, and a couple of those guys are in the Falcons Ring of Honor already. But, you know, I'm glad they didn't waste time putting Matt Ryan in there. Soon as he retired, you put him straight in the Ring of Honor as soon as his career is over. And that's what they did. They didn't waste any time with that. So I'm happy about that. And again, with Arthur Blank too, you know, again, I was a little surprised. I feel like you don't usually see like owners in the team's Ring of Honor. Cause I mean, I don't know. I guess it's sort of like, I feel like maybe it's a thing you typically don't see, but again, he deserves to be in there. When you talk about Arthur Blank, he has been one of the best, if not the best owner in all of football. So shout out to Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan. And again, just glad they didn't waste time putting Matt Ryan in there. He deserves to be in there. Again, I consider him the greatest Falcon of all time, and I feel like most Atlanta Falcons share that sentiment. But this statement was from Greg Beatles, the president of the Atlanta Falcons. He says, quote, "On behalf of the Atlanta Falcons, it is a privilege to recognize two of our franchise's icons as they enter our Ring of Honor. Since Arthur purchased the team in 2002, results on and off the field have elevated, and his unwavering dedication to the fans and city of Atlanta is worthy of this recognition and so much more." Greg Beatles goes on to talk about Matt Ryan, saying, quote, "Matt's character and talent on and off the field sets him apart as one of the greatest Falcons players ever. And we believe we'll see his career recognized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the future. We look forward to celebrating Arthur and Matt this fall and honoring their immeasurable impact on our franchise," end quote. So again, you can't say enough about what Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan have meant to the city, obviously to the franchise, and two guys that have been key to the success we've seen the Atlanta Falcons have. Obviously, both were involved in that in getting the Falcons to the Super Bowl in the 2016-17 season. Both involved in a lot of the Falcons franchise success, playoff success here in the last decade, 2012, 2014, making it to the NFC Championship. I mean, again, you can't say enough about both, and it's great that they are both going to be honored and put in the Ring of Honor this season. So, again, all the congratulations to Matt Ryan, all the congratulations to Arthur Blank, and, you know, you can't help but be happy for them both. And they're both very much deserving of it. So congratulations to both of those guys. Real quick, I do want to mention this as we're going to end on a funny light note, but I got to say this, man. I don't know if I feel like I stretch pretty good. I feel like, and shout out to my guy Nate out there. I know he's listening, listens every day. One of my teammates, as I'm getting into a rec league story real quick, but I don't know if I need to change up my pregame routine. I stretch very well. Maybe I need to stretch more parts of the body. But, man, I don't know what happened to me this last game because we lost, by the way. We just figured out the team too late, sloppy turnovers, bad first half. We played very well the second half. If we would have played the second half the same way we played, If we played the first half the same way we played the second half, we probably beat that team. We just figured out I'm too late. I missed some easy shots, too. I had an okay game, but I missed a couple of easy ones. But anywho, man, when I tell you after the game, I don't know what I did, but I definitely strained some sort of muscle in my back and it's gotten a little bit better over the past, 48-ish hours. But if I, move a certain way, if I move or even sometimes breathe a certain way, I get a sharp pain in the back, and it does not feel good. So, look, I don't know if I'm just getting old or what, but I ain't 30 yet. I'm still in the 20s, and I'm feeling this way. But guess I need to stretch a little bit better, or whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. So we'll see how we fare. I'm gonna miss next week because I'm gonna be on vacation starting Tuesday. But I had to let that be known because man, it hadn't been feeling great. So it is what it is. But that is your NFL, the biggest NFL headline we had to get to, knowing that Matt Ryan and Arthur Blank are going to be named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson got up on a Thursday edition of the morning shift. We'll find out and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers working on making sure they get all the man, I just completely had a brain fart. Excuse me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all the early bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, and of course all my early morning, late night 728 local transportation drivers in the film industry as well, and my people listening in the bed. All right, do want to touch on some quick NFL headlines here. None more important than Matt Ryan and Arthur Blank being named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. I was a little surprised to see like Arthur Blank named to it, but you know, there's no reason the owner shouldn't be named to it, especially with what Arthur Blank has been able to do since he took over the team in, 2002? So congratulations to Arthur Blank. Congratulations to Matt Ryan, best Atlanta Falcon in franchise history, the greatest Atlanta Falcon in franchise history. And it was really cool. I didn't watch the video yet of Arthur Blank finding out he was named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. I saw like a glimpse of it, and I saw that Roddy White was there, and I think what was Arthur Blank's office to greet him and probably end up letting him know. But again, I didn't finish watching that video. I did watch the full like 7 minute, almost 7.5 minute, almost 8 minute video of Matt Ryan coming to talk to the team, and he thought he was just coming to talk to the team. But then at the end, Raheem Morris and everybody surprises him with letting him know that he has just been named and put in the Falcons Ring of Honor. So that was really cool to see as well, that video. If you haven't had a chance, go check it out on the Atlanta Falcons X page. It's probably on all their social media pages by now. But again, as I told you, Arthur Blank and former Falcons quarterback, greatest Falcon of all time, Matt Ryan, will be enshrined in the Falcons Ring of Honor during the 2024 season. The Falcons announced that Tuesday. So they will become the 13th and 14th members of the club's Ring of Honor. Arthur Blank is going to be honored on September 22nd during Atlanta's Week 3 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to be featured on NBC's Sunday Night Football, so that'll be cool to see. We'll get to see highlights of that on the television, and then Matt Ryan is going to be celebrated on October 3rd during the Falcons Week 5 Thursday Night Football game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's going to be on Amazon Prime Video as well, I'm sure, as you all know by now. So going to see highlights of both guys being enshrined to the Falcons Ring of Honor. So that is really cool stuff for both Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan. And look, no other two guys probably have been more important than, you know, of course, Michael Vick and, of course, Roddy White, you know, guys like Tony Gonzalez, like, of course, those guys, Steve Bartkowski, I mean, all those guys, definitely important to the Falcons. Like, and a couple of those guys are in the Falcons Ring of Honor already, but, you know, I'm glad they didn't waste time putting Matt Ryan in there. Soon as he retired, you put him straight in the Ring of Honor as soon as his career is over. And that's what they did. They didn't waste any time with that. So I'm happy about that. And again, with Arthur Blank too, You know, again, I was a little surprised. You typically, I feel like you don't usually see like owners in the team's Ring of Honor. Cause I mean, I don't know. I guess it's sort of like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's a thing you typically don't see. But again, he deserves to be in there when you talk about Arthur Blank. He has been one of the best, if not the best owner in all of football. So shout out to Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan. And again, just glad they didn't waste time putting Matt Ryan in there. He deserves to be in there. Again, I consider him the greatest Falcon of all time, and I feel like most Atlanta Falcons share that sentiment. But this statement was from Greg Beatles, the president of the Atlanta Falcons. He says, quote, "On behalf of the Atlanta Falcons, it is a privilege to recognize two of our franchise's icons as they enter our Ring of Honor. Since Arthur purchased the team in 2002, results on and off the field have elevated, and his unwavering dedication to the fans and city of Atlanta is worthy of this recognition and so much more." Greg Beatles goes on to talk about Matt Ryan, saying, quote, "Matt's character and talent on and off the field sets him apart as one of the greatest Falcons players ever, and we believe we'll see his career recognized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the future. We look forward to celebrating Arthur and Matt this fall and honoring their immeasurable impact on our franchise," end quote. So again, you can't say enough about what Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan have meant to the city, obviously to the franchise, and two guys that have been key to the success we've seen the Atlanta Falcons have. Obviously, both were involved in that in getting the Falcons to the Super Bowl in the 2016-17 season. Both involved in a lot of the Falcons' franchise success, playoff success here in the last decade, 2012, 2014, making it to the NFC Championship. I mean, again, you can't say enough about both, and it's great that they are both going to be honored and put in the Ring of Honor this season. So, again, all the congratulations to Matt Ryan, all the congratulations to Arthur Blank, and, you know, you can't help but be happy for them both. And they're both very much, very much deserving of it. So congratulations to both of those guys. Real quick, I do want to mention this as we're going to end on a funny light note. But I got to say this, man. I don't know if I feel like I stretch pretty good. I feel like, and shout out to my guy Nate out there. I know he's listens every day. One of my teammates, as I'm getting into a rec league story real quick. But I don't know if I need to change up my pregame routine. I stretch very well. Maybe I need to stretch more parts of the body. But, man, I don't know what happened to me this last game. Because we lost, by the way. We just figured out the team too late. Sloppy turnovers, bad first half. We played very well the second half. If we played the first half the same way we played the second half, we probably beat that team. We just figured out I'm too late. I missed some easy shots, too. I had an okay game, but I missed a couple of easy ones. But anywho, man, when I tell you after the game, I don't know what I did, but I definitely strained some sort of muscle in my back and it's gotten a little bit better over the past, 48-ish hours. But if I, move a certain way, if I move or even sometimes breathe a certain way, I get a sharp pain in the back, and it does not feel good. So, look, I don't know if I'm just getting old or what, but, you know, I ain't 30 yet. I'm still in the 20s, and I'm feeling this way. But, you know, guess I need to stretch a little bit better or whatever. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. So we'll see how we fare. I'm going to miss next week because I'm going to be on vacation starting Tuesday. But I had to let that be known because, man, it hadn't been feeling great. So it is what it is. But that is your NFL, the biggest NFL headline we had to get to, knowing that Matt Ryan and Arthur Blank are going to be named to the Falcons Ring of Honor. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson got up on a Thursday edition of the morning shift. We'll find out and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.